I know that in these first words this morning, I'm going to speak to all of you who know exactly what I'm going to be talking about. Those who study or read the Bible regularly, and that's why I include all of you this morning, I'm sure you all will regularly read your Bibles. I see a few smiles on faces when I say that. And all of you who do that will know that some familiar passage will somehow suddenly come alive in a way that you have never experienced it before. Quite recently, I had my Bible open and was reading that second Psalm that Margaret read. And in its first verses, the Psalm pictures the chaos that is in the world. Nations conspiring against nations, rulers piling up weapons, a world where hatred and jealousy among all the different peoples causes problems, everyone or nearly everyone heedless of God, indeed many deliberately in rebellion against God or the gods. But in an absolutely startling phrase, the psalm gives us God's reaction to all of this. God, in response to all the trouble, the same troubles that we know now, from his throne in heaven, God laughs. God laughs and mocks humanity's feeble plans and the way that they live. The idea of God laughing at all the efforts being made to settle the current Middle East disputes, the Ukrainian war, the violence in Sudan, the problem of drugs, the hunger, and need of clean water that many people require. All these things, can you imagine in our world, and God laughing? The idea of God laughing at his people, for me, is offensive. It goes against all that we believe God to be. A God that laughs at us doesn't square with a God who through his Son says, I am with you always. The hairs on your head are numbered. Before we write off the psalm, before we write off God as no longer concerned, perhaps we would do very well to ask, why God is laughing? What sort of laughter is this rumble in the heavens? The story is told about the Nazi invasion of Denmark when the German troops overran that little country. They paraded through the streets of Copenhagen, line after line after line of booted soldiers goose-stepping together, making their way down the streets, strutting, proud, invincible warriors of Hitler's steel blitzkrieg. At first it said that the Danes along the pavements watched in silence. Then there was a titter in the crowd. The chuckles grew louder. And then there was outright laughter. The Danes looked and they saw that the Nazis, in their goose-stepping, in their proud upbearing, they were laughable. And so they did laugh, believing that the Nazi soldiers and those in charge were ridiculous in all that they were doing. The Danes saw them for what they were. The Danes knew there would be suffering ahead of them, but they knew that such human pride would fail. And so they laughed at those who were marching. And so it is with our Heavenly Father. He laughs at human beings who think that they may live without him. Oh yes, he too knows the misery and the suffering that the rulers of our world often inflict on other people, on helpless human beings. He knows that the chaos that we can cause by trying to be our own gods and goddesses is full of failure. But God sees it all, and he sees it in perspective. God looks over the whole span of time and sees proud upstart rulers lost and forgotten through death. God peers into all human endeavor, and he sees that only hope and love endure. I don't believe for a single second that God, who created all that we know of our planet and the solar system, can be blasted out of existence. I don't believe that God, who brought order out of chaos, can be overwhelmed by our disorder. I believe that not that the loving Father is against us, but would breathe life into us through the power of his Holy Spirit. It said that when Diocletian ruled the Roman Empire, he erected some monuments of to his rule in Spain. On the first, he had inscribed to Diocletian for having destroyed the name of Christian. He said that he wanted his monument to make clear that Christ was no one, that God was the Roman God or gods. And then on a second one, he had written to Diocletian for everywhere abolishing the superstition of Christ and for having extended the worship of the gods. Down through the centuries, there has been many a Spaniard who has been baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ. God has not laughed at those who come in to the fellowship of faith. We can laugh with God, because his purpose to rule on earth as in heaven through his Son Jesus Christ cannot be defeated. And so we who bear the name Christian, before we think of any other name to call ourselves, we must not cease our Christian endeavor to defeat the evil that is in our world. There are many fires to be put out, many battles to be fought against pride, against injustice. Yes, there is suffering still. And Paul knew all about that when he sat in his prison cell in Ephesus and wrote to the Philippians to rejoice. And yes, God knows, as Jesus did when he stood before Pilate. And God knows that every moment he watches over us with his love and his care. Our God laughs, and he gives us the opportunity to laugh and to rejoice. And so maybe this morning the last word is to be the psalmist. For there was the psalmist writing in Psalm 2, "Happy are all those who go to God for protection." Come to God and be a follower of the risen Christ. May God take our worship and our preaching and enable us to listen, to understand, and to love, so that we might come against all the things that we know to be wrong and overcome in Jesus Christ's name. May God bless us, the preaching of his word.